Well, Earth Day. I love Earth Day. It's coming up on Friday, and the Madeline Care for Creation Committee will hold its annual Earth Day e-waste recycling event this Sunday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Madeline Parish Hall driveway in Northeast Portland. Joining Mater Dei Radio this morning to give us a preview of the event and the Madeline's commitment to the environment is Darlene Maurer with the Madeline. Good morning, Darlene. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for your invitation.
Well, we talked a little bit earlier this week after I saw that you were having this e-recycling event. Then I delved a little bit further on the Madeline's website and saw all of the activities that the Madeline does to help the environment. And you are a Laudato Si church, which I love. Explain that a little bit.
Well, it's part of the Catholic Climate Covenant, and we have established what is called a Laudato Si circle, which has three prongs. It's prayer, advocacy, and action. And that got our parish started basically as a pastoral council. We studied Laudato Si when it was first set and published by Pope Francis about 5 years ago. And then it became part of our pastoral three-year plan, and it includes our ability to all are welcome and care for creation and evangelization. And the three prongs all really quite fit well together. And so from there, we have added more things, and it's just become a very big part of our parish, including our liturgical services. And we are a Laudato Si parish by all means.
Well, and I love what I've seen on your website and what you're doing. Not only are you calling yourselves a Laudato Si church, you are really taking that into action with all of the events that you're doing around helping the environment and what people can do. One of those is this recycling event, e-cycling event you have coming up on Sunday. And God is shining down upon you, Darlene, because it's supposed to be partly sunny on Sunday.
I know. I was so excited to hear that our weather was changing for the better, although as we've heard in the weather forecast, we are in a climate change, and that's why this is so important to us.
Oh, absolutely. Fantastic. And you're, again, you're making efforts to do what you can do in helping the environment. So let's talk a little bit about the event on Sunday, how it'll work, and what folks can bring to have recycled.
Well, it will be, as you said, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we have partners that we have used for a number of years. One is Green Century Recycling, who will take all of e-waste, all kinds of things, and you can find that on our website, a whole list. And they will be taking big things, some appliances as well as computers, and for anyone who's concerned about hard drives on computers, Green Century wipes all those clean, so there's no concern about privacy or any of that. And so that's a big piece of what we will be collecting. However, we've also added Ridwell is going to be collecting the clear plastic containers that you find with fruits and vegetables often, and you don't know what to do with them, and you don't want to throw them away. Here's a great chance for you to bring them in free of charge. So they're our new partner. And we are also collecting athletic shoes, not anything other than athletic shoes, but they will go for recycling as well through the Nike program.
Very good. Again, we're speaking with Darlene Maurer. She is with the Madeline Church Northeast Portland as they have a big e-cycling event coming up on Sunday, 9 to 1 p.m. at the Madeline Parish Hall driveway, Northeast Portland. What is the address there, Darlene, if you have that in front of you, where people should go?
Now you're asking I should know by heart.
I'm sorry to surprise you with that.
No, it's okay. It's 3123 Northeast 24th Avenue.
Okay, very good. And again, from 9 to 1 p.m. So do people just drive up to the driveway and cars kind of line up and then just cycle through?
Yes, it's a turnaround driveway setup, so there'll be a definite entrance and exit to the, and there will be volunteers out as well. And then cars will drive up. We will help unload. Green Century Recycling employees will take the really big stuff, and then volunteers will help with the smaller items and collect them and sort them, and they'll be on their way. It's a quick pick up and drop off.
Can you give us an example of maybe some of the items that you'll be taking electronically?
Well, definitely computers, laptops, cell phones, some appliances, as I mentioned, TVs, some of the big items that may be difficult for people to find a place for recycling. So those are the big items. And then somebody asked me about fans and other things as well, so we take all of that.
All right. And I know, too, if you go to the Madeline's website, you have a whole list of items that you're going to accept, and then some of the things you cannot take as well.
Yes, that's real important that people not bring things that we aren't able to accept because we'll have to turn them away. But there's a long list, so I think everybody can find something in their garage or basement to add to our collection.
Wonderful. The other thing you're doing, too, not only are you doing this Earth Day e-waste recycling event, but you have some speakers lined up from April. In fact, starting tonight, it looks like, right on through the middle of May.
Yes, that's correct. And this is where our partnership with our sister parishes in the Northeast Vicariate come in. And they're also participating in our e-waste recycling event. So the parishes of St. Charles, St. Andrew, and Holy Redeemer have similar concerns about caring for our common home and also are very active in social justice concerns. And so they have partnered with us. We're modeling what it means to bring together our like minds and hearts and our resources to do even more in the area of care for creation. So we have what we call an environmental enrichment series of speakers. And when we planned this months ago, we were unclear about whether or not we could gather in person. So they are going to be held by Zoom, which also, in hindsight, allows us to access speakers and people from a wider range than just in our local area.
Mm, yeah, that's fantastic. I might mention to folks, too, tonight's speaker is Catherine Hayhoe. She is, her topic is Christians and climate change. So it sounds very interesting. Again, go to the Madeline's website. You can learn all about the environmental enrichment series as well as the event coming up this weekend. Darlene Maurer from the Madeline. Darlene, just again, I think it's wonderful what you're doing and all of the churches there in St. Charles, St. Andrew, Holy Redeemer teaming up along with the Madeline to help the environment. It's fantastic.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to talk more about it and to get the word out. So all are welcome. That's our theme at the Madeline. So it's certainly a piece of what we're doing on Care for Creation.
Well, very good. Again, check out the Madeline's website for all of the information. Darlene, great to talk with you this morning. God bless. Good luck on your event this weekend.
Thank you.